It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
We're pleased to welcome back to the show U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican of Tennessee, who is live in Eagle Pass, Texas right now. And Senator, good to have you back.
It is good to be with you. Thank you so much. And what? I have to tell you, it's so interesting to see the improvement in Eagle Pass when they have put up the containers, the buoys, the fence, the razor wire, and have reduced the crossings in Eagle Pass. And while totals are up in Arizona, California, other parts of the border, what Texas is doing to secure their border for their citizens is producing an incredible result.
Well, it seems, Senator, like the state of Texas is taking the opposite approach from the Obama-Biden team, because this is very much a continuation of the previous Democratic administration, now under this president, or at least under the auspices of this president. He has shattered records, Biden has, in terms of illegal crossings, and they have fought the state of Texas tooth and nail at every turn. Anytime Texas tries to enforce the law, they're sued by the Biden administration. Right. And Texas obviously is just saying, we're going to roll with it anyway. And it sounds like their approach, I know it's a novel idea, but actual active enforcement would appear to be working to a large extent where they're trying it.
It is indeed, and I've worked today with the Texas DPS, which is their Department of Public Safety. And one of the points that we discussed was that in Texas, there are 29 ports of entry from Mexico to the U.S. And what they're trying to do is make certain that people go to the ports of entry and don't cross between the ports of entry. And they're spending billions of dollars to do this. The state is spending billions for the containers and the buoys and the fence and the razor wire. The counties are also spending millions of dollars, because they are having to carry out some of the law enforcement that is not carried out at the border. They're also the ones that have to deal with problems as those that are illegally entering or coming across the border. Some lose their lives. And in addition, we had just left a ranch. We had lunch out on a ranch today with some ranchers and local law enforcement. And the ranchers and farmers are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars every year to repair fences and to make certain that they've got fencing around their crops so that the crops don't get destroyed, making certain that cows don't get out and get on the train tracks or into the highway. And unfortunately, those that are entering illegally are cutting fences, they're running across fields, they're running through pecan orchards, and people are losing their crops. So the amount of money that Texans, the counties, and the state are spending is just billions of dollars to deal with this.
Yeah, and that's just one of the many costs associated with this crisis. February was the worst February on record in terms of border apprehensions, not counting all the gotaways. This is despite some of the successes that you just mentioned that Texas is meeting with in places like El Paso, with this fighting every step of the way and resistance from the Biden administration. Now, further west on that border in El Paso, you saw the video. We all did. We talked about it last week on the show, of those illegal immigrants busting through the razor wire, sort of cutting through it, and then shoving their way past Texas officials demanding to be let into the country. They have no right to be here, assaulting officials on their way in. The White House was asked about this, Senator, and unsurprisingly, the blame was placed on really you, congressional Republicans refusing to pass a bill that Biden wanted. And of course, they also blamed Donald Trump for those scenes of chaos that have been directly caused and invited over years by this administration. Blaming one bill in 2024 is just pathetic spin given what we've seen in 2021, 2022, 2023. That's what they are going with. And I wonder what your reaction is when you hear that level of blame shift from the people who have built this mess.
You know what, Guy? When I heard that Joe Biden say, if we had this one bill passed, we could secure the border, I just chuckled and thought, well, bless his heart, because that is pathetic. What he did, his first 100 days in office, was to take 94 executive actions that directly weakened immigration law and opened the border. It was intentional. An open border is their policy. And now that the border and the lack of border security is the number one issue going into an election, all of a sudden they're saying, well, it's not our fault. It's the Republicans' fault. They had the opportunity to pass an immigration bill, and they didn't do it. And bear in mind, the bill that they're fretting over is a bill that had no border security in it. It was an immigration bill to deal with the effects that were there from that open border. But they have no intention of securing this border. They have no intention of making certain that illegal aliens stop coming into this country. They are using them to backfill the population in these big blue cities. The mayors of these big blue cities seem to be content with that. They don't say close the border. They say, oh, just send us money to deal with this explosion of population that we are seeing. But the American people are not buying this. They see the ill effects of illegal immigration every single day in their communities, with drugs, with human trafficking, with sex trafficking. They know what this is doing to families in their communities, and they're very concerned about family security, border security, security in their communities, and the safety and security of their children as they are out and about. So, no, the American people are not believing this administration on the issue of border security.
In the Senate, there was a government funding bill passed a number of nights ago, and there was a disagreement for a while there, a hang-up over amendments. Eventually, some amendments were introduced, and you guys were able to force votes on the Republican side to get everyone on the record on a number of different topics. And the Democrats didn't really want to take those votes, but you were able to get them on the record, as I said, on a number of different related fronts to the border crisis. And can you just maybe give us a few examples, including your own amendment, that Democrats all stood together and voted down the other night?
Yes, and it is so important to note that everyone voted against this. So people that are going to be looking at these Senate races this year, they need to know that John Tester and Sherrod Brown and Bob Casey and some of these guys voted against deporting criminal illegal aliens and reimbursing local law enforcement for apprehending criminal illegal aliens. These are people that have committed rape or murder or have a DUI here in the United States after they've come through the U.S. They also voted against holding these people from special interest countries. They voted against making certain that illegal aliens cannot vote in our elections. So these are all the things that they were voting against, which means they are for having illegal aliens vote in our elections, for allowing those that have committed crimes to stay in the country. They are for these special interest aliens coming on in the country. We don't know how many terrorists and people from countries of interest have walked into the United States.
Yeah, but among those millions, almost 2 million known gotaways, and you guys tried to nail them down and say, okay, are you going to actually vote against this? Almost daring them to vote no on some of these common sense, I'd say 80-20 issues. And they all stood together and took that leap together and voted them all down. Senator, I know you have to run here in just a second. Very quickly, the TikTok bill that came out of the House, do you support that bill or something like it? Should it be taken up in the Senate?
Absolutely. It should be taken up in the Senate. And all the information from our classified briefing should be made available to the American people so that they can see what we have heard and realize the dangers of TikTok.
U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, a Republican, joining us from Eagle Pass, Texas, at the border today. Senator, thank you for your time.
You got it. Take care.
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.